love could be bedami. It's not like the same ages. So therefore, when we find out that there's azam on the tzvicha, so the second part of the ages, the tzvicha, that's bottle. But the first part of the ages on the geneva, even though it was teichet the dibur, but it's still like two separate ages. So at that time, we don't know the apostle yet. So therefore, the ages geneva is still good. Rabbi Yosi is the one that says teichet the dibur is called kediba dami. And therefore, since you become possible on the Tricha, so Teichet HaDibur, you said your Edus on the Gneivah, like one big Edus, to become possible for the end of the Edus, the beginning of the Edus is also possible. So Moriah Kash, Moriah now, is this true? For Savar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef really hold this Svara, that Teichet HaDibur is Kediba Dami, does he really hold like this? For your Tanan, we learned like this. If somebody says, HaRezu Tumura Sayla, I want this animal to be a Tumura instead of a Karban Ayla. Or else, Tumura Shlomim should be instead of a Karban Shlomim. The halacha is, and you have one next to another, you have this animal near the Karban Shlomim, and you say, Zu Takazu, Sarei Zu Tumura Sayla. It's like a Chalot Tumura Sayla. Divu Rebbe Meir, that's what Rebbe Meir says. Ah, no, the guy said, again, the guy said this, Harei Zu Tumura Sayla, Tumura Shlomim. The guy said of Asachas like, I want this one animal to be a Tumura for an Ayla, a Tumura for Shlomim. He said it together. So, to both it can't be. So, the Shalot did Chal anything at all. So Reb Meir says yes. The first one he meant the first one. That's what chal. Harezu tumura sayla. Reb Yosi Yoyim, it depends. Im lekach nischavim mitchila. If he meant to make it into really, if he meant to make it into both, so that if like he says now I want this animal to be a tumura of a neila and a tumura of a shlomim. Now if that's what the person really meant to say, it should be both. Hoyu v'yevshel likra shnei shemus keechod dvarav kayamim. Just that since he can't say them both at the same second. Therefore, we said that's what he meant, and therefore it's good. He meant this one animal should be a tumura of both of the Erla and the Shlomim. But via ma tumuras oila. But let's say first he said he wants the animal to be a tumura for carbon oila. Vinimlach, and he changes his mind. Viyomer, and he says tumura Shlomim, then harezu tumuras oila. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds. That even though you changed your mind, that's what you meant. Because first he said harezu oila, tumuras oila, you meant it to be a tumura for carbon oila. And then you changed your mind and you wanted to be a tumura of a carbon shlamim. So that's what you meant when you said. That you said, Arezu tumuras oila and tumura shlamim. If you meant to change your mind, then Rabbi Yosi says the first thing you said is true. That we leave it with a tumura of an oila. Now on this we have a question, but we have a question. Nimlach, if you changed your mind, shita. Of course you can't change your mind. Like once you meant to make this carbon, this animal, for a tumura of an oila, so of course, lady, you can't change your mind to make it into a shlamim. It was made an oil already. So what's the chiddush here? The yomer Rapapa says about this that nimlach v'teich k'dediba karmrinin. We're talking about here, according to Rabbi Yosi, that the person changed his mind, mamish teich k'dediba. And Amri, I'll tell you, teich k'dediba. Yeah, he changed his mind, teich k'dediba karma. So it's tchuris. Still, you see that according to Rabbi Yosi, that he has no right to change his mind. That even though he changed his mind, teich the dibur, so here you see of Yisrael, teich the dibur is lav kediba dami. Because if it was kediba dami, so why can't he change his mind? Whereas Amri Mora said like this, Amri, I'll tell you, trei teich the dibur heavy. There are two types of teich the dibur. Chad, one is kedei shilas talmud the rav, the way a talmud gives shalom aleichem to his rebbe. The chad kedei shilas harav the talmud, the way the rebbe gives shalom aleichem to the talmud. Like the one is two words, one is three words. The Talmud has to say to the Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. The Rebbe just says Shalom Aleichem to the Talmud. So it's like this. Ki lesta the Rebbe Yosi Kadei Shilas Talmud the Rav, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Umari, the Nafish. When does Rebbe Yosi say it's not called Teich the Dibur? That's not like one Dibur, it's like two separate Diburim. And therefore here you can't be Chayzer, you can't be Nimlach here. It remains a Tumura Sayla and not a Tumura Shema Shlomim. When you said a long Lashon of Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umari. The nafesh, that's too much. But kedei shilas harav leTalmud, shalom alecha islay. But the only interval of shalom alecha, that's only like two words, maybe a second or so, that he agrees, teich the dibur is kediba dami. So therefore, here we're talking about that he changed his mind for tumura shlamim after kedei shalom alechem. So therefore, he can't change his mind anymore. But in our Gemara, we're talking about the two Edim, said the Redis, the two Edim said, we saw him make a geneva, and we saw him make a tzvicha. Mamash is half of a second in between. Therefore, there it's less than kedei dibur. Their tanker Rabbi Yosi agrees it's called like one dibur. Therefore, there Rabbi Yosi says that we find the edim to be possible because at the end of the edus of tficha, they also become possible for the beginning of the edus because we consider it like one edus. But the svar always of Teichet HaDibur is that when you say something, it takes time for you to really think about it if you really mean it or not. So therefore, the Dibur is not finished until after Kedei Dibur. That's why you still have time to change your mind also. We say you don't really mean what you're saying. When a person says something, he has to think, he has to make sure you lay your mind is there also. So Teichet HaDibur, this next second afterwards, you still have time to think it over if you really meant it or not. That's why it could be Chayzer. But therefore, it's called like one Dibur, and then it's like the first Dibur still going on. But once you wait already after the Dibur, then we say, no, it's finished the first one, then it starts the second one. That's why by a few places we don't say Teichet HaDibur is Kedibur Dami. Like you can't be Chayzer. By Kedushin, you can't be Chayzer. But there we say, when you make Kedushin, you mean it right away. There you don't need time later to think about it. Therefore, if you really meant it, you can't be Chayzer even Teichet HaDibur. Omar Rabba says, Eidim Shehuchshu. Eidim Dao Huchshu means two Eidim saying one way, and two Eidim saying the other way. So Rashi says, Shnayim Amrim Horag, or Shnayim Amrim Loi Horag. Two Eidim said, we saw Reuven kill somebody. Another two Eidim said, no, we didn't see him kill. Or the Seif Huzmu. And at the end, there was Azama on the first pair of Eidim. Rashi says, Shebo Kash Lishis. A third pair of Eidim came, for Yomra, they said to the first pair, Manu Yisim. Is Nehorgim. In such a case, it's called a good Hazama. So that's called Eidim Shehuchshu. Or the Saif Huzmu, Nehorgim, we kill them. Why? The Achosha Tchilas Hazami. The Achosha at the beginning is only at the beginning of Hazama. So we still consider as if they're Eidim Zemimim here, and therefore we give them Kash Hazama to get the Misa back. Elush La Nigmra just didn't finish the Hazama yet. Omar Rav, Rav says, Mino Aminula, how do I know this? Alright, we'll stop here. There's a continuation now. Tomorrow. He'll hold the fine gimel on the base by the two dots in the middle. Omar Rava. Rava says like this: Eidim shehuchshu ulev soif huzmu. Eidim that there was first hachosha. That means first two Eidim, Rashi says, Shnayim Oimim Horag, two Eidim says that Reuven killed somebody, and another two Eidim says, no, he did not kill. Now, there's Hachosha, so we don't know which one to believe. There's no Hazami yet. There's only Hachosha, one pair is going against the other pair. Well, the Psaif Huzmu, then the third pair of Eidim came and said upon the first pair of Eidim, that Imanu Hoyisim, you were with us someplace else. So the Locher is Nehorgin. Those Eidim might get killed. Why? The Hachosha Tchilas Hazomi. Like even though before the Eidim Zemimim came, the third pair of Eidim, the first pair of Eidim was Huchash, was like knocked away already, because Eidim Hachosha means like it's like tray against tray, it's two against two. So we couldn't have used those Eidim anyway. So maybe I would have said to say the first Eidim is like bottle, before the Hazomi doesn't get Kash Hazomam. No. Rav says that you know Hachosha, they're knocking him off with Hachosha, that's only considered like Tchilas Hazomam. That's considered like the beginning of the Hazama. Elosh lo nigro, because they didn't finish up the Hazama yet. And therefore now at the end, when the third pair of Eidim come to say about the first pair, Imanu Hayisem, we give them Kash Hazama. Omar Rav says now, Minoa Minoloho. How do I know this Yisoid? To say that Hachosha, when the Eidim are knocked out with tray against tray, it's called the beginning of Hazama. The Tanya learned like this. It says, Midni biyish ploy nishesimo esayn avdoi. Two Eidim say this about a person, about a master, that he knocked out the eye of his Eved every Kanani, so it means to say that the Eved goes out free. And then you said vihippol ashinoi, and also later the master knocked out his tooth. So since the Eved goes out free with the iron, now the master has to pay him the money for his tooth. And really shere harav oy mekein. The master like agrees to this means he'd rather it be this way, that he only has to pay him for his tooth. Because the other way, if he would have said Eidus, that first he knocked out his tooth, and then he knocked out his eye, you would have to pay him for his eye, which is worth much more. Therefore, the master would rather it be this way. That first the master knocked out his eye, so therefore he goes out free with that. Then later, when the master knocks out his tooth, he has to pay him for the tooth. But that's called Sharei Haravoy McCain. The master agrees to this. Now, Venim Suzemimim, and then we find out to say these Eidim Azemimim, the locher is Mishalmim Demei Ayin. That these Eidim now that said upon the master that hit his Eved twice, halacha is the Edom Zemimim now, Mishalmim Dimei'er Ayin Li'Evid. They have to pay the value of the eye to the Evid. That's all. That's all they have to pay is just the value of the eye to the Evid. It's a question like, what's going on here? What step is that? The Edus on the eye was first that he said the master knocked out his eye. So he's saying that the Evid goes out free. So now that he's Zemimim, the Edom should have to pay the master all the money of the Evid. Why does the Edom only have to pay the value of the eye to the Evid? It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Kirik Tani, the way we learned it, that one Edom said that first the master knocked out his eye, and then he knocked out his tooth, the Leka Kasacharino, there's no other Edus here, so Mishalmim, Dimei Ayin Li Evid, why do you have to pay the value of the eye to the Evid? Bosa de Mafkale Lecheris, Dimei Eina Keboi Shalumei. Like after the Evid goes out free, so why do you have to pay the Dimei Ayin? Right. No, it's Monashov, like, the first Edus was that the Evid, the master knocked out his eye. So with that Edus, the Evid goes out free. So why do you have to pay him the Dimei Ayin? There's no payment for the Ayin. With that first Edus, the Evid is going out free. So it's not payment for the eye. The Yod, and secondly, Dimei Kuli Evid L'Rav Boi L'Shlumei. Adarabah, the payment should have to be that these Edus should have to pay the value of the whole Evid to the master. Because by the Edus, by their Edus, that the master hit the eye of his Evid, the Evid goes out free. And it's false. The Evid does not deserve to go out free. So you wanted to make the Evid lose an Evid, you wanted to make the master lose an Evid, so the Edom should have to pay the master the value of the whole Evid. V'yoyed, secondly, thirdly, Sherei Harav Oy McCain, the master agrees. Harav Mi Nichlei, does the master agree to this? Why? Really, nothing happened here. You're false. So why should the master agree if he didn't knock out anything? So that can't be the case. You only have just these two Edom. Elo, rather, the case has to be like this. Elo lav kegoin diyosu beitrei. First two Edom came and said the armor. They said hippol ashinoi, that the master first knocked out his tooth, and then simur seinoi, and then the master knocked out his eye. To boi meisav leherav dumei einoi. That now it comes out the master has to pay the value of the eye to the Evid, because the Evid went out free already with his tooth. Now when the master hits him a second time, he's a ben chur and he has to pay him the money of his eye. Now, v'yosu beitrei mitziyah, and a second pair of Edom come now, v'yamrin, they say no, it's just the opposite. They say, einoi v'hod ashinoi. That first the master knocked out his eye, so he's going to go out free with his eye. And then the master knocked out the tooth. To leiboy le meisav le yelo demei shinoi. That all the master has to pay now is only the value of the tooth, it's not so expensive. De ko machesh le kamoi le mitziyah. Because the first one is makish against the second one. So therefore, Bahainu Shemai Haravoy McCain. The Rav agrees to the second one. The Nichalei B'mai Dukamri. He'd rather it be the way the second one says it. Because according to the second one's version, the master first knocked out his eye, so the Evid goes out free with the eye. He doesn't have to pay him, just goes out free. Then secondly, he hits the tooth, he has to pay for the demand of the tooth. So that's the case. First one Edim, then the second pair of Edim say differently. Hogatani, it says on this now, v'nim tzu zaymimin, if we find now that the second pair to be zaymimin, yishino mitziya mishamim d'mei ayin li'evid, that the middle pair of Edim, they have to pay now the d'mei ayin to the Evid. Because really what happened was the opposite way. Really the first Edim is telling the truth, that first the master knocked out the tooth, and then he knocked out the eye. So really the Evid deserves to get the payment of the eye. But the second Edim wanted to stop that. So therefore, since we caught the second Edom to be Zemimim, they have to pay the Dimei Ayin to the Evid. But I call upon Shema Min of Mir, it's a good proof, that HaChosho Tchilas HaZomi, even though the second pair of Edom, they were already Huchash. Because we're talking about that first two Edom came and said one way, and then another pair of Edom said the opposite way. So that's like Trey against Trey. So one way to say is, since both of them are Batul, we have no Edus at all. So now when the third pair comes to be Maz in the second pair, there should not be any Din HaZomo. So you see, not like that here. You see, even though there was Hachosha first, Hachosha is only called the beginning, a start of Hazama. And now when the third aid has come to be Mazim, so therefore they have to pay Kashazama. Amar Abaye says no. Loi, maybe that's not the pshat over here. Hateya rather, diavchinu viyazminu. Maybe the case is there's only one pair of aidas over here. The first aidas, like it says, that the master first knocked out the tooth, and then he knocked out the eye. And now two Edom come and say, Yishno, it's just the opposite. That you two Edom were imanu ha'isim. You are liars, because you were with us someplace else. But the second pair of Edom, I'm saying Edus, that the case happens just the opposite. Maybe that's the case over here. So it's good what they have to pay Dime Enoi, because it's a regular case of Azama. There's no Hachosha at the beginning at all. Maybe that's the case talking about. That there's only two pair of Edim. The second pair is being Mazim, the first pair, and also saying Edis the opposite way. So Gemara says, Mimai, what's the proof? Why do you say this way? So what, like, what's the proof to say this way? So Gemara says,